Անհոր եւ օրբո եւ օգուին սերբո ամեն. Today, the Armenian Church celebrates a very important feast in the Armenian church, which is called the Feast of the Holy Cross of Barak. And this is a unique feast that only exists in the Armenian church. In the year 660, there was a monk named Totik. And Totik lived alone on Mount Barak, which is now western Armenia. And in this time here, he had a vision. And in this vision, he saw on the top, on the summit of this mountain, a cathedral constructed of 12 pillars. And in the middle of these 12 pillars was the cross, radiant and splendid. And during this vision, this cross slowly came down from the mountain, down all the way to the foot of the mountain, where there was a church already built, and rested upon the altar. When he came to, out of his vision, he ran with his disciple, Joel. He ran with his disciple, Hobel, to this church. And they worshiped and they prayed. And it was revealed to them where the true cross, a relic of the true cross, was buried on the mountain. They dug it up and they venerated it. And they realized that this cross, some may ask, how does a cross from Christ appear in Western Armenia at this time? And the reason was, they realized, was when Saint Charipsimen was fleeing persecution in Rome, coming to Armenia for safety, along the way she buried it in the ground and left it there until the right time for the right person to find it. They uncovered it and they ran to the Catholicos at the time, Nerses III, and they told him about this. And after some examination, they realized that this truly was a relic of the Holy Cross. He declared that on the third Sunday after the exaltation of the Holy Cross would be declared the Feast of the Holy Cross of Vada. And since then, we have celebrated every year. The cross represents our faith, but also represents Christ in our faith. In iconography, we see the cross representing Christ. During the blessing of the water on Christmas, we take the cross and we put it into the water, symbolizing Christ being baptized in the water. On Holy Friday, Good Friday, when we do the burial service of Christ, we take the church, put it in the center of the church again, and we put a cross in there, wrapped up in a cloth, symbolizing Christ being buried in the tomb. And then on Easter Sunday, we take the cross out, representing Christ's resurrection. The tomb is empty. He is not there anymore. We use the cross as a symbol of Christ because it represents sacrifice, love, and resurrection. And each of us have the cross written upon us, whether we realize it or not. During our baptisms in the Armenian church in particular, but in many churches, after you are taken out of the water, the priest with holy myron, holy chrism, the holy oil, takes it and anoints your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears, your hands, your heart, your back, and your feet with a cross. And as I always say, when I do the back of a child, I make a huge cross on the back. Because the prayer that is read at that time reminds us and tells us that this cross is to be a shield against the fiery darts of the adversary, because the adversary attacks from behind, not head on. But during that baptism, seeds of faith are planted in us. Whether we realize it or not, they're planted in us. And the question really then is, who is going to water those seeds? Who is going to cultivate those seeds? Who is going to help that fruit be born of those seeds? Our mission for all of us who are here in church today, our mission is to show and to see that Christ is not only in us, but in the person in front of us. Because we lose sight of that very often, especially when we're mad or angry or jealous. The person in front of us is not seen as Christ. They're seen as someone else, as an adversary, as a mırtsakit, competitor, as a competitor, adversary, someone who is in front of us. But in reality, we see Christ in front of us. And we need to see this, especially when we receive Holy Communion. Christ says, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them." They become one. And we become one with Christ during communion. So the question then again is, how do we show and how do we see Christ in others? We need to show and water each other through the way we live, we think, and we act. But also, when we see Christ in others, we need to help them bear fruit and produce that fruit that's been buried in them and is planted there. There's a story of a father who gives a son $1 bill and says, "Whatever you want to do with that dollar, do with it. It's yours. It's your allowance." And so the son says, "Okay," and he goes away. A couple of days later, he comes back, and the father asks him, "What have you done with that dollar? Where is it now?" And the son says, "I gave it to a poor man I saw on the street. I lent it to him. He was very hungry, so I gave him the dollar." And the father said, "You fool. What a foolish thing you've done. Giving him that dollar, you're never going to get it back. You're never going to see it again. You've lost it. You've wasted it." And the son says to him, "But Dad, I went to church and I learned that if I give a dollar to someone who's in need, I'm really giving it to Christ. And in return, Christ will give it back to me one day." Father is amazed by what he says. And he goes, "Very good. I'm surprised you're learning something. So, good job." And he goes in his pocket and reaches in his pocket and takes out a dollar and gives it to him. He says, "Good job. I am glad with what you did." And the son says, "Do you see? I got my dollar back. I just didn't think I'd get it back this quickly." We see from this little story that the son did not see a poor man begging, but saw Christ in him. He looked deeper in him. He saw Christ within him. Christ is buried in each of us, just as the cross on the Feast of Vadak, as we celebrate today, was buried on Mount Vadak. Christ is buried in each of us. The question becomes then, are we going to be able to take Christ out and show him to others and help people take Christ out? Because again, he's buried within us. Sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. Sometimes we need help. And that's where we come in as Christians, is to help people show Christ and see Christ in others. So I pray that today, just as Totik and Hovel uncovered the Holy Cross and showed it to the Catholicos and showed it to everyone, and today we have a feast named after it, just as they did that, we need to see Christ in each other. Not see people who are out to get us, as Armenians usually do. We think everyone's against us and we're the only ones in this world. We need to see Christ in others. And we need to bring Christ out in people who have it a little bit deeper buried. And when we are able to bring Christ out and we are able to see Christ in others, the entire world and our life will change around us. We will no longer be the ones that are always upset with everyone, but we are glad and be willing to give to others, help others, and allow Christ to bless us with help, assistance, and opportunity to be able to glorify him forever.